0026.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. We have a really, really interesting show today. A lot of this show originated from the Silver Summit over in Spokane, Washington. A lot of it is in studio. I'm opening the show this week in studio with Roger Wiegand, who is no stranger to our listeners. Roger is the editor, publisher, what have you, of a great newsletter called Trader Tracks. He is also a daily contributor to our radio show, both in terms of editorial content and in terms of a market close. And joining us is Kevin Hudak. Kevin did a segment last week from the Silver Summit with Roger and I. He does a really good job. He's a very insightful guy. Has a lot of insight into, well, I guess if he's insightful, he would have insight, wouldn't he? He's a very bright guy, and he makes his living in the resource industry as a stockbroker down in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Guys, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I want to pose a question to you both, and Kevin, maybe if you could start out on this, giving us your opinions on it. We have an election coming up next Tuesday in every state of the union except New Mexico, if I'm not mistaken, and that election, I think, is going to be very, very pivotal. On the federal level, the general consensus right now is that the Republicans are going to, regain control of the House. Too bad Mrs. Pelosi. There are a lot of people who are also saying that, you know, they could also get the Senate. Now, having said that, there is another event that's occurring the day after the election being Tuesday. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve is meeting, and obviously they're going to be discussing further quantitative easing. Most people feel that these two events are going to have a major effect on the precious metals market. And the opinion that I'm getting right now is kind of mixed. Some people are saying, well, you know, could be positive, and other people just as assuredly are saying, well, you know what, it could be positive the other way. So the jury right now is fairly split. Kevin, what do you think, buddy?
Well, first off, New Mexico is having their general election next Tuesday also.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So they're now letting you guys vote for federal folks, huh?
Well, a lot of people think that we're a third world country, but for a while there, I thought we needed passports to get into the state. But no, we were brought in the union in 1912, so we've been here for a while.
You've been here for a while. Okay. What's going to happen, man?
There are two schools of thought, and both of them I can see happening. The first one is if the Republicans do win the House and/or Senate or both, they're talking about a large rise in the regular stock market. Under those conditions, we've seen in the last year gold and silver both rise with the rising stock market. If they win the House, they win the Senate, I could see gold and silver maybe dropping a little bit, mainly under uncertainty because of uncertain conditions in the change. However, the bigger question, I think, is the following day with the Fed meeting. If they come out and announce that they're buying back large quantities of the bonds they're issuing, or they're issuing whatever that equates into QE2, gold and silver, all the precious metals, including the platinum and palladium, they could literally just get legs underneath themselves and just keep running.
Yeah.
Over a week, 10 days, 2 months, whatever. It's just a question of how people react to the Fed announcement, exactly whatever that will be.
Well, you know, more money. I mean, quantitative easing basically is all about printing more money. And, you know, the more money that's out there, the more people are going to be turning to gold. Right, Raj?
Absolutely. I think that, there's some big questions about these two things. But the quantitative easing, the QE2 event, has been talked about and planned for so long, the majority of the bond traders have already got it baked into the price. I haven't checked today, but one of the ways you can check and see what the bond traders are doing is go ahead and look in the futures and look at the March 2011 bond price, okay, on the 30-year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good indication for trend as to what's going on.
Okay.
The next thing is that the day after the election, let's say that the GOP does win the House. I think that's almost a given at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say they don't win the Senate. I don't think it's going to make that much difference, quite frankly, because the dollar is going to have more of a bearing, I think, on all of this stuff. When the dollar goes down, commodities go up, gold go up. When the stock market goes up, gold goes up.
Sure.
You know, when the dollar goes down, gold goes up then.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're looking at some really nice moves in gold and silver on a kind of a rebound, but a channeled rebound. Prices in gold and silver are kind of going sideways right now. And I think that has to do with the fact that everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen on Tuesday. It's not that they're paralyzed. They just don't want to jump out in front of a train.
You know, I would have to say right now that my personal opinion is we don't know what's going to happen. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. My opinion is I would say, boy, unless you know something that Kevin and Roger and I don't know, I would say kind of buckle your seatbelts and wait and see. Wait until the announcement comes out on Wednesday regarding the Fed meeting. I agree, Kevin. I think that if the Republicans, I mean, I agree with the theory that if the Republicans get in power, the stock market may very well, the conventional stock market may very well rise. But I don't think that's a good reason for it to rise, because if they take over the House, you know, you're just going to have gridlock. And you're going to have gridlock anyway, I think. I'm thinking that for the next 2 years of the current administration, I don't think we're going to see a heck of a lot accomplished myself. I mean, you think I'm nuts, man?
No, I think you're absolutely right, mainly because the politics has a bearing on this whole thing longer term. You know, we've had 2 years of what Obama wanted to get through, and that was his choice, and the
sure.
Senate and House passed it.
Yeah.
Now, if we have a change the other way to where they want to pull more back to the center or to the right, how he reacts to that and how the administration decides if they want to play ball with that or if they want to fight it. I mean, those are going to be the big decisions. But the thing that's probably going to drive this more is the U.S. dollar and what the Fed does. And today was a huge day down for the U.S. dollar,
mm-hmm.
off 78 basis points currently. And when you have days like that, everything else reacts accordingly. And I think that's going to play into this market more and more and more.
Yeah, and we are recording this on Thursday, by the way. I want to address, Big Al's going to be out of town tomorrow, so I had to do this a little bit earlier. But as we're recording, gold is up about $20, specifically $19, $13.45 on the ask side. And then silver is also doing very, very well. It's up 46 cents to $24.02. You know, we're seeing a lot of gyrations in the precious metals markets right now. I'm hoping that people don't get ahead of themselves and we don't see some events occurring next Tuesday and next Wednesday that would be detrimental for the markets. But, you know, fundamentally, long-term, I don't think it really matters. I think that that long-term, there is no way for precious metals to go but up, because the economy, I mean, we are in such bad shape right now. And it's, you know, when you get a federal government, when you get an administration that, I mean, they say they're trying, and I have to say, well, okay, you're trying. But you know what? You're really not accomplishing anything. And people are, you know, and the administration is saying, well, that's the part of, you know, the yahoos who were in there, you know, in the first place before us for 8 years. Well, I don't buy that. Our economy is in really bad shape for one simple reason. Our economy is in bad shape because our society really, in my opinion, went in totally the wrong direction. And the economy, based on actions in society, could do nothing but basically become weaker and weaker and weaker. Kevin, what do you think? Am I nuts?
No, I don't think so at all.
Raj, what do you think?
No, I agree with you. I think that the trend is in place. Things aren't going to change that much. Gold is going to go up.
Yep.
Quantitative easing is going to continue. I saw one comment recently that it could be as much as $10 trillion.
Yeah, and it very well could be as much as $10 trillion. Anyhow, Big Al's going to be right back with Matt Grossman from Adam Mesh Training. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report, but you already know that, don't you? Why do I have to keep repeating that? I don't. I guess I'm just getting senile in my old age. We're going to talk a little bit about gold in this segment with Matt Grossman. Matt's been on the show before. He's with the Adam Mesh Trading Group. Apparently, he and Adam go back a long time together. They both went to the University of Michigan. They're old buddies. I was telling Matt, you know, this particular organization, the Adam Mesh Trading Group, is really, really doing some interesting things. We have a number of folks from Adam Mesh on the show on a pretty regular basis, and I got to tell you, I've got nothing but respect for your organization, Matt. Let's talk a little bit about gold. You know, we have an interesting situation as we're recording this right now. Gold is up almost $20, $17.70 on the bid side. It's $13.42.70. Can't seem to knock it down. A lot of people are saying, you know, overpriced, bubble, et cetera, et cetera. Big Al doesn't buy that. Do you think that?
I think that, is it a bubble? No, I don't think it's a bubble. A bubble is a very extreme event.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it's a bubble. I did think, and actually, knock on wood, you know, you always got to say when you're good and you're bad, or when you're right and you're wrong. I was able to call it very nicely for all my readers on my website and all the people that I teach a couple of weeks ago, which was, and I still maintain it, that it's not a great short-term buy right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest reason is because of next week's events, which is the elections, and we have the Fed meeting. And so I said for everyone, which everybody should do, is either don't initiate a new position right here, or if you do, do it on a relatively small basis.
Right.
Or if you were in for this great run that we had, time to take some profits. Now, I always advise people, you got to think short-term, medium-term, and long-term.
Sure.
Short-term, gold is not, there's a lot of risk, not a ton of risk, but, you know, we could easily go back under 1,300 short-term.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term, I think that gold is looking great. Gold is looking golden, and the biggest reason is because we're going to see inflation. So,
Among other things, Matt, I got a question for you. My wife and I were down in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago, and we were having dinner with Brian London. And Brian is basically the owner of a very, very interesting conference that happens once a year down there called the New Orleans Investment Conference. It's probably the most sophisticated of all of the conferences dealing with hard assets that are out there. And over dinner, Brian was saying, you know, I've got some real concerns about what's going to happen to the precious metals market, both in terms of the commodities themselves and the stocks associated with those commodities in the short term, because I think that November 2nd, the election is going to have an impact there. And he said, I think it's going to be negative in terms of on the precious metal sector. Now, it sounds to me like you agree with that, and I'd like to know why.
Well, to me, to be honest, when it comes to gold, even though that is a concern, I think that the November 3rd announcement from the Federal Reserve is going to make more of an impact on precious metals than the elections. And I don't mean to not answer your question, but to focus on the latter just for a second, which is that we've seen a run-up in these precious metals.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you're looking at. You can look at palladium, you can gold and silver and copper and so on and so forth. They've gone up because of the devaluation of the currency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dollar has been weakening.
Sure.
That is the correlation. It's not like all of a sudden there's a huge, in a short-term two-month period around the world, there's this huge buy of gold, you know, yellow gold or even white gold it's the latest rage that it wasn't there before. So where my focus lies on is, well, what does the Fed do? Is the Fed going to announce quantitative easing? If they do on November 3rd, how much is that quantitative easing? Is it as much as people expect, or could it be less? And what people need, that's going to sharply affect the price of the dollar.
Sure.
And depending on where the dollar goes, so too will the precious metals as a whole.
Because of the inverse relationship, is that what you're saying?
Correct. People have been buying precious metals to hedge themselves against a devaluing currency, devaluing dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody is looking at precious metals because everybody's racing to devalue their currencies. Right?
Right,
so there's this shift to hard assets, to precious metals. The other argument is that let's say we even get what we want. That's not the right thing to say. A lot of people don't want quantitative easing. The stock market and precious metal markets for the bulls get what they want, which is quantitative easing, $100 billion a month. Let's say he guaranteed, you know, says he's going to do it for 5 months. That's about the most bullish thing that we're going to get.
Yeah.
Even at that point, which is very bullish, there's an argument to be made that we're going to continue higher from there. But there's also an argument that, you know what, we're going to still have a correction from the old adage of trading, which, you know, I've been doing for years now,
right,
which is buying the rumor, selling the news.
Sure.
You know, so I think that the precious metal market is in a precarious place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that we're going to have a correction as of next week, but at the same time, I'm sure not saying that we're going to just keep going on with higher.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, I had a couple of people write into me actually today, and they said, Matt, what do you think is going to happen next week?
Mm-hmm.
And I can give them my opinion, but I really do think this, and for all of your listeners, if anybody says the Fed is going to do X, you know, A, or the Fed is going to do B, they're completely guessing.
Totally.
Nobody has any idea what the Federal Reserve is going to do. Not a clue. So for when I'm unsure of a trade, whether it be in a stock or an ETF or a precious metal, whatever it is, what I like to do is I like to lighten up. I sure don't like to be heavy. You know,
sure.
I might miss opportunity, but to me, the risk reward is not there. I like to enter in positions when I feel more confident in them. So that is where I think that people's heads need to be focused for the, especially the next week.
Need to have a wait and see attitude. You know, I have a question for you. We're down to about 2 minutes here, but my question is, you know, all of the dollars that are going to be printed and thrown into the market as a result of this, you know, QE2, okay? You know, I guess people brighter than I am feel that it's necessary for our economy, but I got to tell you, I really question that action.
Well, it's understandable that you question it.
Sure.
Let's just take this from my opinion doesn't matter approach. Whatever, I was going to say academic approach, but my opinion doesn't matter. They're doing this because they're hoping that if they inject money into the market, that it will trickle down to the rest of the economy and create jobs and create growth.
Yeah.
Now, for all the people that are employed out in this country, they might be up in arms with the fact that, you know, we're going to have inflation, and I totally understand that. But at the same time, if this plan actually works and we increase employment, you're not going to hear that many complaints anymore, even though, of course, we have higher debts, don't get me wrong, in the long term.
Sure.
If this plan does not work, we inject money by buying Federal Reserve, buys a bunch of treasuries, and the banks make money off that, and then they just continue to sit on it like they've been doing with everything else, then everybody and their mother is going to be up in arms about this.
Yeah.
So to me, I think that the Fed is, you know, and there's not a lot of history that we could say, oh, this is something that works.
Right.
You know, this is something that definitely works. So, you know, but at the same time, should we be just sitting on our hands and not doing anything? Should we be trying something or not? So,
you know, I'm not
a fan of increasing our deficit by any means of the word possible.
Right.
But I would rather him do it in a very cautionary way. Here's a certain amount of money. Let's see how the results are. And if it's working and we want to commit a little bit more money to it, let's do that. But if it doesn't, that's it, type of idea.
There you have it from Matt Grossman with the Adam Esch Trading Group. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing ClipHanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. ClipHanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, ClipHanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, ClipHanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with ClipHanger. ClipHanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your ClipHanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing ClipHanger and the ClipHanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your ClipHanger today.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Big Al is chatting right now with Eric Roth. I got a little bit of history with Eric. Eric is the president of a company called Extore Resources. Let me give you that history. I go back with Yale Simpson, who I would have to say is one of the principals involved with both Extore and what I call their sister company, Exeter Resources. I have known Yale for over 20 years. I've got nothing but respect for the guy. He asked me a couple years ago if we would have an interest in going down and visiting what at the time was the Exeter property. The name of the property is Caspiche. It's in Chile, 14,500 feet, thank you very much, and at the same time visit the Cerro Moro property, which at the time was held by Exeter, and that is in Patagonia in Argentina. We welcomed the opportunity to go down there. We shot a video. We have shot subsequent videos since that time. Also since that time, what's really important to realize is both Exeter split off the Caspiche property, which is in Argentina, as I mentioned, and it's now in a company called Extore. And originally, when this took place, the Exeter shareholders also received shares in Extore, so it was a huge win for everybody. Well, here's what's going on right now at Extore, and you're going to hear it, you know, just hear shortly from the horse's mouth, for lack of better terms, but they have a very, very interesting gold asset at Cerro Moro, and it looks like this may be one of the big wins. No guarantees, but it looks like this may be one of the big wins out of the resource sector of the last 5 or 10 years. Eric, you are in Santiago, Chile right now, so we're doing a remote. What actually should our listeners be aware of vis-a-vis Xtore and the Cerro Moro property?
Well, thanks, Al, and thanks for the invitation to join you today. Look, I guess in terms of Cerro Moro, which is Xtore's flagship property, as you're aware, and as you flagged there in your introduction, it's a very, very high-grade project located in southern Argentina. And that really is one of the attractive points about the project is it's a vein-type system, very similar to the Cerro Vanguardia, the Cerro Negro-type systems. But really the attractive thing is very, very high grade, and here very high grade both on the gold side and also silver as well. We did release a resource back in April, which was based on drilling complete up to the middle of February. We essentially had about 600,000 ounces there, running about 32 grams gold equivalent. That was in the indicated category, and another 390,000 ounces there in the inferred resource category. So one of the attractive things with these systems, very, very high grade, which translates to very, very low cash cost when you're up and running in an operation.
Oh, yeah. You know, one thing that I find intriguing about the property down there is in terms of both infrastructure and environmental concerns, you know, you guys are – you've got a great – infrastructure in the sense that you drive right to the property from, I wouldn't call it a major city, but it certainly is a thriving little city. You've got power, you've got water, et cetera, et cetera. But again, by the same token, from an environmental standpoint, I mean, you guys couldn't ask for a better place to be exploring and mining, et cetera.
You're absolutely right there, Al. Look, in a straight line, we're about 30 kilometers from the coast, on the eastern coast of Argentina.
Right.
By road, we're about 80 kilometers from the town of Puerto Deseado, which is actually a deep water port, too, so it'll be a very, very important location for us in terms of not just sourcing people and I guess people to work in the project, but also in terms of getting products in and out. So so very well located, very good highway network. It's flat countryside. This is just sheep grazing country out here, and very, very low altitude. So so we basically, you know, we've got the best of all worlds down there.
You know, you really do. And what I find to be interesting is in talking with some of the folks down there, both employees of now Xtore and people in the town, I mean, you know, they realize the value, the economic value that you guys are bringing to that area, and you got nothing but support, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, look, the Santa Cruz province as a province on the whole is very pro-mining, so I guess that's one thing to flag. But Puerto Deseado, the immediate district of Puerto Deseado, I guess mining is still a fairly new thing. You know, traditionally it's lived off fishing and also sheep farming, and let's say both of those industries aren't at their peak at the moment. So there's obviously a very keen desire to you know, to generate long-term sustainable employment in other industries too, and we've had a lot of support, not just at the town level, but also from the provincial level too. So we've had a lot of support all around, which has been fantastic.
You know, one thing I have to say to you folks out there is having actually walked the ground of the Cerro Moro property, having actually spent some time in the town, you know, I have to say that it is one of the best environments for mining that I have ever seen in my life. Let's take it one step farther. Let's talk about the support that you're getting from the Argentinian government. I mean, that's also substantial, if I'm not mistaken.
That's absolutely correct. Look, in terms of the permitting process, for example, which is obviously one area that, well, if I take a step back, as I mentioned, the province is very pro-mining. So there's a number of operations underway at the moment. You have some fairly large mines, such as Cerro Vanguardia. You also have Manantial Espejo and also San Jose. So you have three fairly major-sized operations going on in the province at the moment. So the province is very, as I said, very supportive of mining. And obviously they also see that there's a pipeline of projects coming through, which we are probably, after the Andean Cerro Negro deposit, we basically are the next in the line in terms of the development portfolio. So the province has certainly recognized that mining will have a long-term role in the development of Santa Cruz going forward.
Eric, what I find to be really interesting here is, and I may have the companies wrong. I've been recording radio here for 3 or 4 hours right now, and I might be getting a little bit punchy. But didn't Goldcorp just came in and purchased an asset that is really right down where you guys are, and the value of they value that asset, which really I don't think is any better than yours. But the price they paid was based, if I'm not mistaken, on somewhere around $1,100 an ounce gold. Is that correct? correct?
Absolutely. You're referring there to the purchase, Goldcorp purchasing Andean Resources Cerro Negro project. And Cerro Negro is, I guess, a couple of hundred kilometers to the west of where we're located. But in the same province, same geological setting, same deposit type. Now, they're perhaps a little bit further down the road than we are in terms of they have a larger resource. Their last published resource was about the 3 million ounce mark.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously have, they've also got still some upside, lots of upside there to still test, as we do.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. Basically, Goldcorp came in, paid $3.6 billion for the company, which brings you back to that $1,100 an ounce kind of range there. And obviously now, so they are a larger resource than we have. I mean, we currently have a million ounces in all categories, but we do have a very, very aggressive exploration program, and these systems do typically grow with time. So give Cerro Moro a little bit of time, and we're certainly moving down that road to being a multi-million ounce district as well. But they're just a little bit further ahead of us in terms of they have completed the feasibility study, whereas we at the moment are on the pre-feasibility study route, and they are a slightly bigger deposit. But essentially down the track, as I say, Cerro Moro, I have no doubt, will also grow as we go down the road here.
Eric, tell our listeners, if you would, exactly what you guys are going to be doing down there, and let's take a time horizon, okay, of the next 12 months. What are you guys going to be doing?
Yeah, look, we'll continue to drill at Cerro Moro. We basically have three drill rigs on site at the moment. So we'll have a fourth coming in very shortly. We did have four on site until very recently. One has gone off to drill some of our regional exploration targets as well. So if I look at for the next 12 months on the exploration side, one of our key goals is to grow the resource base at Cerro Moro. We'll do that through a lot of drilling. In parallel, we'll also push the development aspect of Cerro Moro. We just submitted the environmental impact assessment, Al, for the development project for the Cerro Moro mine to the government about a month ago, and we should get that completed probably by or approved by the end of the first quarter next year. So basically that, together with a pre-feasibility study that's being run hand-in-hand, means that by the time we get to the second quarter of next year, or let's say the middle of next year, we should have all the environmental permits in hand and also the pre-feasibility study completed for the development project. That's an exciting story in terms of the exploration side and the development side.
Very, very interesting situation. I have to say this is definitely remote. Eric is on a satellite phone right now, and he's breaking up a little bit. But I trust you can understand what he was saying. This is something that Big Al likes a lot. I am highly prejudiced. I have to say a couple things in the interest of full disclosure. First of all, Extori Resources is a sponsor on one of our websites, and we appreciate that. That means if you want any information about Extori, simply click on that banner. I don't own any stock in the company right now, but I may buy some in the future out of the open market, and if I do, I will let you folks know 3 days before I make the purchase. Big Al's going to be right back.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Roger Wiegand is helping me out. Roger, I want to go back to a conversation that I had on Thursday evening with a close friend of mine about his attitude as to what's going on in the United States economically versus my attitude. We're kind of diametrically opposed in the sense that my buddy is saying, you know, you can't look at the dark side all the time. You can't, because it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy when you do that. You know, and my comment is, no, I agree. You can't look at the dark side all the time. You can't talk gloom and doom all the time. But again, by the same token, you have to be realistic. You know, well, my buddy's comments were, number one, things are getting better. And I said, oh, and he said, well, of course. He said, look at the unemployment numbers. They're getting a little better. They were as high as 10%. Now they're down to 9.7. And I said, no, they're not getting better. They're getting worse, as a point of fact. And then he interrupted me and he said, you know, during the Great Depression, we had unemployment of over 25%. He said, we're not anywhere close to that right now. And this is the worst economic time that we have seen in the past, you know, 60, 70, 80 years. And I said, well, wait a minute. The way unemployment was counted back in the days of the Great Depression was totally differently than the way it's counted right now. If unemployment was counted the same way today as it was then, our unemployment numbers officially would be up around somewhere between 18 and 20%. Well, he told me I was crazy. Well, you know, I'm telling you, I think part of the problem in the United States right now is people aren't willing to accept reality. You know, we're in hard times right now. I had this fellow from the Cato Institute, Mr. Jim Powell, was on the show, on another show that I do, the Economics Report, and he was saying, you know, if the Republicans come in and win, okay, the House and the Senate, and they start to try to cut entitlements, that's going to basically put the Democrats right back in the driver's seat. And my comment was, that's a very sad situation because, you know what, we can't afford all the damn entitlements that we've got right now. Yes, we have to take care of some people. There's no question about that. But we can't afford to provide. We simply cannot afford to provide a free ride for everybody, including people who don't deserve it. Reality, 20% unemployment, number one. Number two, entitlements going to the moon. That can't continue. What does Roger Wiegand say?
Well, I totally agree with that, only my numbers are even worse than yours.
Yeah,
my unemployment
crazy.
Right now is somewhat in alignment with John Williams,
yeah.
whom I admire. You know John.
Sure.
And John is very careful about being... putting things in order, and his numbers are correct in my view. And the last numbers that I saw from John were 22 or 23% unemployment, and I think we're in reality probably more like 25.
No. I don't think it's that high. But
yeah,
but...
I do. I really believe it's that high, and it's getting a lot worse. I see numbers coming through every day because I watch a lot of news from various sources. And the layoffs are continuing in an unending stream, like 800 here, 1,500 there, 1,200 here. It just keeps going. It's not stopping. They've got to have 150,000 jobs a month just to break even. We are nowhere near that. We are so far below that number, it's pathetic. So consequently, we are going backwards, and we're going backwards faster. Now, getting back to the 1930s, the standard number that's been bandied about for years in the news and in books, whatever, 25% unemployed, but the good news was 75% of the people had a job. However, take the case of my parents. They both had a job through the Depression, but their pay was cut in half. They had 50% of pay, and they had to take care of two families, including my grandparents, who my grandfather was laid off from a good job for 5 years. So that's where we're going. Food stamps right now are 41 to 43 million people, headed for 50 million. California is probably, in my view, is going to get Jerry Brown as a new governor, and that's just going to be just about put the cap on that place.
I mean, they've got
destruction coming at them five ways from Sunday.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay. Now, you talk about Jerry Brown coming in as governor. You know, I want to get back to, sure, that's an important issue if you live in California. You got a guy who is somewhere in his late 60s who's been a politician all his life. He's been the attorney general. He's been the governor. He's been this. He's been that. You know, now all of a sudden, wow, it looks like he's going to go back and be the governor again. Well, we're kind of rehashing old times. And, you know, a lot of the problems that California had, you know, came out of the Jerry Brown era. But that's not the issue here. The issue is what people need to do to protect themselves in a macro sense. I mean, yeah, you live in Washington, that's one thing. You live in California, that's another thing. But living in the United States, I really believe that people have to realize we are in incredibly challenging times right now, and you have to take action to protect yourself, which is what I told my friend last night. You know, I said, you know, I'm not saying this is all bad. I mean, sure, let me go back. It is all bad, but the fact of the matter is I'm not saying that the sky is going to fall and my name is Chicken Little. I'm saying you have to realize the gravity of the times that we're in, and you have to take appropriate action. I mean, simplistically speaking, Kathy and I, Roger, are taking appropriate action. What are we doing? Paid off all of our debts. What are we doing? Investing in precious metals and precious metals related companies. What are we doing? We're helping other people with our time and our talent and our treasure, as they say in church, who can't help themselves. We've been doing that for a long time. That's what everybody needs to do. Everybody needs to realize these are bad times. You got to help yourself, and you got to help other people. For the government to continue to print money, okay, to keep entitlement programs going, to keep stupid wars going, et cetera, that, my friend, is the stairway to hell.
I would say that's a very good statement. That's the best expression of this whole thing I've heard in a long time. Now, I totally agree with you, and that's the path that I'm on. And to get back to your friend saying that we're all negative, we aren't. I mean, if you're on the right side of the trade and you've got the right attitude, the way you just expressed it, you're not only on the right side of the trade, but you're probably getting ahead. I know I personally am. I'm working my best to to stay out of debt, to do the things that you suggested as far as helping others, and also to do trading, which is going to improve your retirement account and your life, and to take care of family. But this is a very serious situation. This is 1930s times three, in my view, and it ain't getting any better. It's going to get a lot worse. Someday it'll stop, hopefully in about 2 or 3 years, the way I see it, and then we'll level out and we'll start to come back. But all this debt's got to be repudiated, and these bonds are going to have to cave in. And when the bond and credit market caves in, it's my thesis that when it does, the whole world's going to go upside down, but it's not going to end. I mean, the recessions and depressions have been a part of history for hundreds of years. People always come back when, in one form or another. The only concern I have for the longer view is that we don't lose our freedom and liberty and the Constitution of America. As long as that can remain intact, and as long as we're on the right side of the trade, the way you expressed it and the way I agree, I think life will get better, but it's going to take some struggle for 2 or 3 years, and people have to pay attention and do the right things.
You know, it's going to take a lot of struggle, and one thing that has to happen is the two sides of the aisle, for lack of better terms, have to come together. The Democrats aren't completely wrong. The Republicans aren't completely right. You've got bright people on both sides, but you have to forget about selfish agendas. You have to forget about getting reelected. What you have to do is you have to come together, look at good ideas from both sides, and then doing that, you got to save the country. Now, what's going to happen, in my opinion, is it's pretty well given that the Republicans are going to take over the House this coming Tuesday. Whether or not they take over the Senate is still in question. But you know what? Is our president going to be able to work with the House and the Senate if they're majority Republican, okay, as of next Wednesday morning? Or is he going to continue to posture and continue to, you know, continue to make comments that are totally, totally irrelevant to making this country great? You got 30 seconds. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's going to change. He's going to do it his way. The House is going to do it their way, and we get 2 years of gridlock. So I think that's where we are. I think you got a one-term president right now, because the next 2 years are going to be a disaster.
Roger, let me finish up by saying this. Something that really, really disappoints me is the president of the United States was on a comedy show, the Jon Stewart Show, okay, and I got a lot of respect for Jon Stewart, but you have Jon Stewart referring to the president of the United States as, "Hey, dude," and the president didn't care about that. You know what? I have to tell you, I give President Obama credit, I guess, for doing something like that. But you know what? When you're trying to become more and more popular, you're trying to erase those 37% disapproval ratings and get them much, much better. You don't go on a comedy show and chortle around with a comedian. That, in my opinion, is demeaning. Big Al, I'm going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.